Dennis, Dennis, Buffo, Buffo. 2/24/48. Today is 4/25/25. 77-year-old gentleman comes in with 2 days of diarrhea, minimal abdominal pain, some bloating, no nausea. Madam, systematicism, seizure, convulsion, period. Knee paragraph. Immunization is up to date, including tetanus, pneumonia, shingles, and flu. Surgery, see opposite page. Medical problems, see opposite page. Medication reviewed, again, see opposite page. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, but one drink a week. Married, 48 years, he's a merchant, marine engineer, has 3 kids, 5 grandkids. Family history, dad died at age 66, 61 with an MI, mom died of old age at 97. Patient's alert, awake, in no distress. He weighs 188 pounds. His weight down about 15 pounds, 99%, 97.9, 2082, 117 over 66. Heart positive, 1+2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, neck shows longevity, skin shows no rash. Today we performed an abdominal ultrasound. He has a history of pancreatic cyst. There's a 1.9 centimeter pancreatic cyst. Note that this has been followed up via ultrasound by his doctor on a regular basis. Otherwise, his abdominal ultrasound was negative except for BPH. Number one, diarrhea. Number two, doubt, diverticulitis. Number three, no CT or lab needed now. Next one is add Flagyl 250 BID for the next 5 days. Next one is add yogurt. Next number of symptoms worsen, we'll proceed with CBC, CMP, and further testing. Next number, history of pancreatic cyst under GI specialist, looks stable. Next number, slightly fatty liver. Next number is BPH. Next number, hypertension, controlled and current meds. Next number is allergic rhinitis on singular. Next number is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number is he's going to call me on Monday, let me know how he's doing, or come back if he gets worse. Thank you.